Congress is back in session after a two-week recess. Just before the break, a major disagreement developed between Republican leaders in the House and Senate, even though they control both chambers. Ross Baker is a political science professor at Rutgers University. He says fundamental misunderstandings about the way the House and Senate do business make it less likely Congress will approve President Bush's tax plan.
I think the more profound misunderstanding is on the part of the House leaders, who I think really have no sense of the pace and the pulse of life in the United States Senate. So far as the relationship between senators are concerned, a deal is a deal. And I think that's really the problem with the president's tax plan, and that is that Senator Grassley and a number of his colleagues basically came to a decision that $350 billion was the maximum amount the Senate would go for, whereas the House, under very, very muscular and directive leadership, wanted $550 billion. And basically, they couldn't come to an agreement on it, and the House leaders felt they'd been sold out by the Senate leaders, particularly Senator Frist, the Republican floor leader.
Isn't there usually some tension between the House and the Senate?
There's usually tension. There's obviously a lot of resentment on the part of House members towards the Senate, which they feel senators are kind of full of themselves. Senators tend to be somewhat disdainful of House members. And this sometimes finds expression in profound lack of understanding about how the other House works. And I think the president's tax proposal is an excellent example of that.
When the Republicans got control of both chambers in the election, everybody said they'd work together on the president's agenda.
Well, by and large, they have, but I think that there are institutional differences sometimes that transcend even party differences. And I think this is really a very good example of it. Senator Charles Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, who was sort of at the heart of this whole controversy, likened the divide between the House and the Senate to the Grand Canyon. The analogy I think I like best is that occupying more or less the same space on Capitol Hill, but speaking mutually unintelligible languages, the House and Senate are more like the island of Cyprus, with Greeks on one half and Turks on the other.
Do they have different notions of how the president can best be served?
I think they do. I think that the House leaders are really prepared to enforce what the president wants. When they don't get it, they're frustrated. On the Senate side, it's much more of a consensus-building operation. And when you get just a handful of senators, and that was certainly the case here, who don't want to go along for one reason or another, you've got big problems, especially given the narrowness of control the Republicans have.
Can the leaders of the House and Senate overcome their differences and get together on serving the president?
I think in the long run they can, but I think that the process of reconciliation is going to be tough. When you have the Speaker of the House referring to the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Grassley, as irrelevant, it takes a lot of making up, a lot of making nice for that kind of reconciliation to take place.
What's going to happen to the president's tax cut?
Well, the original president's proposal, which was $726 billion, is just not going to happen. The best I think the White House can hope for now is the higher House figure, which is $550 billion. But a number of senators have said $350 billion and not a penny more. And one of these, of course, is Senator George Voinovich of Ohio, who is notoriously steadfast in his opposition to extravagant spending or extravagant tax cuts. And he's going to be a problem along with Senator Olympia Snow from Maine, who's just as hard as nails on this, Senator John McCain of Arizona. But the real test, of course, will be right around Memorial Day when the conference committee of the House and Senate get together to try to iron this out. And that's going to be a very interesting spectacle.
Ross Baker is a political science professor at Rutgers University.